Well, Brother Gary is going to be ministering the Word here for us today. And before he does, I just want to exhort you briefly here as far as an offering is concerned. I want you to look at something in Isaiah 28. Over the years, people have come to me, you're a pastor and you're a teacher. And not only that, but, you've got your doctorate and you've started a Bible college and all these things. So how do I study the Bible? And I can remember there were times in my own life when I felt like that. How do you study the Bible? These preachers tell you to study the Bible. Okay, great. Well, what does that mean? How do you do this? Years ago, the Lord gave me a revelation in His Word of His standard on how to study the Bible. And what I'm going to show you right now, if you've never seen it before, this is how God says to study the Bible. Isaiah 28, verse 9. Whom shall he, now this is speaking of, it's a prophecy about who's God going to teach. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. And we'll just stop with those three verses. Now, a lot of people don't believe in tongues. And this, Paul makes reference to this prophecy when he's writing to the Corinthians over in 1 Corinthians 14. But a lot of people don't believe in speaking in tongues. So here's what we're going to do for the moment. We're going to take that little verse 11, and we'll just kind of set it aside and focus on 9 and 10. And in 9 and 10, God is saying, look, here's how I teach you. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Now here's the thing. If you apply 9 and 10 and you do it correctly, you will come to the place of no longer not believing in tongues being for today. So precept must be upon precept, line upon line. Now here's what that means. You have to leave everything in context. For example, when Jesus is teaching the Sermon on the Mount, he starts in Matthew chapter 5 and it goes all the way through to Matthew chapter 7. Well, if you want to get an understanding of that entire message, you read the whole thing. Likewise, when you go throughout the Bible, you start at the beginning of a subject and you keep reading to the end of the subject. Here's another example. In 1 Corinthians, chapters 12, 13, and 14 are all connected. You can't take a verse out of chapter 13 and say, aha, see there, tongues have ceased. No, you have to leave it in the context of the flow of the whole passage. And this is what God is trying to get across, line upon line, precept upon precept. And somebody says, what in the world does this have to do with an offering? Well, you'll see. Look over in Galatians chapter 6. Now, what I'm going to do is give you the abbreviated version of a typical offering in many camp meetings, revivals, and church services, or TV broadcasts. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, friends, do you see this? God is saying right here, whatever you sow, that is what you're going to reap. And now, brethren, I'd like you to turn over to Mark chapter 4. And so we turn over to Mark chapter 4. And we take a look at verse 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now, folks, this is good ground. This is this camp meeting, this revival, this is good ground. This church, this is good ground. Now, you know that. You wouldn't be here if it weren't good ground. And we've just seen, God is not mocked. You're going to get whatever you sow. And He says right here, if you sow in good ground, you can expect to receive 30, 60, or 100-fold. And right about now, we're starting to reach for our wallets and our checkbooks. And if you give today, and you know how it goes. Well, thinking about that. The 30, 60, 100-fold. I mean, they read from Galatians and they read from Mark. Those verses are in there. There's no way we can deny that. And so here I am. I'm giving in these offerings and I'm expecting 30, 60, or 100-fold. But let's just say I'm not the most, dedicated Christian. Let's just say I don't qualify for the 100-fold. Let's say that my flesh isn't as mortified as it ought to be, and I don't qualify for the 60-fold. And let's just say that, well, I've been stealing paper clips from the office at work. And I don't even qualify for the 30-fold. Let's say that all I qualify for in the eyes of God is the 10-fold return. I mean, it's 10-fold is so low, it's not even mentioned here. But I qualify for the 10-fold. So, yeah, I'm struggling financially. And over the course of a year, the best I can do is sow $100 into good ground. Well, $100 on a 10-fold return comes out to what? $1,000. Now, let's just say it takes me 18 months to see the full 10-fold return come in. Well, 18 months later, I've got my $1,000. Well, let's say I keep half of it. And the half that I keep is how much? $500. That leaves me with $500. And I'm thinking, all right, well, I'm going to sow the $500 into good ground. And so I sow my $500 into good ground. 18 months later, I see my full 10-fold return. Now I'm up to $5,000. Well, I'm going to keep half and sow half. So now I've bettered myself by 2,500, but I'm also bettering the kingdom by 2,500. Hallelujah. So I start sowing my 2,500 into the good ground. 18 months later, I've got my 10-fold return. Now I'm up to $25,000. Well, this continues. And at the end of 10.5 years, getting a 10-fold return, the way I've just described it, I'm now up to $15,625,000. Glory to God. Gary says, pass the plate. Now, you know this camp meeting is good ground, folks. This In 10.5 years, I'm up to $15,625,000. Does that even make sense? Just the math alone is whacked out. Because if I take this another step, you know, another 18 months, now I'm up to, you know, like 30 million. I mean, at some point, there's not enough money in the world for all the believers to do this. Do you understand what I'm saying? In fact, at some point in time, after about 30 years, there's not enough money in the world for just the Christians in the United States to do this. It doesn't work. Do you hear me? Now, what that means is this. Every preacher in any camp meeting, any church service, any revival, any television program who stands up and lays this 30, 60, 100-fold guarantee on you, number one, they haven't done the math, and number two, they haven't followed Isaiah 28. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Because over there in Galatians, it's not talking about money. It goes on to talk about if you sow to the flesh, you'll reap destruction. If you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap life. Well, I can't sow money to my flesh or to my spirit. And then in Mark, the sowing has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with the Word of God. Jesus said the sower sows the word. But if I take Galatians 7 and Mark, or Galatians 6, 7 and Mark 4:20, and I combine them together, I can, if I do it right, I can get in your pocketbooks. Now, not in yours, but in, you know what I'm saying, some camp meetings. If you do it right with the right emotion, man, you'll have people giving like crazy. But if you just do the math, even if you do buy in that Galatians 6, 7 and Mark 20 are talking about nothing but money, if you believe that, but if you just do the math, and instead of a 10-fold, do it with 30-fold and see how much you come up with. You're going to be close to to $1 billion in no time. It doesn't pan out. But see, nobody sits around and does that. Nobody puts a pencil to it. Nobody does the math. If you just do the math, it makes... I'd like to see somebody on one of these TV programs, Brother Smith, I've done the math on that. And according to what you're saying, if this holds true, in 5 years, I will be a billionaire. And so will he, and so will she. Are you telling me this? Well, yeah. Well, as long as you keep sowing into my ministry, bless God, I imagine that. Here's the point I'm getting at. We're going to receive an offering this morning, and I thank God for everything that you give in obedience to the Lord. But there's no way you're guaranteed a 30, 60, or 100-fold return on your money. However, the one thing you can count on is that people are going to hear about Jesus Christ. The offerings that have been given over time have enabled us in this ministry to be at the point to where these services are being broadcast live all over the world. There are people in other nations and other states that are able to participate in this conference even though they couldn't be here live. And if they can't watch live because of the time zones, they'll be able to go and watch the archived service, the whole service, start to finish, nothing eliminated. Praise God. Just a few short years ago, we couldn't say such things. But hallelujah. God's helped me to get past wanting and needing to have all those millions of dollars, or better yet, believing that my offering is going to bring in that kind of a return. I mean, guys, listen, if this were true, if it really worked this way, then all we'd have to do is say, we can solve the economy problems in the United States, just give your offerings, hallelujah. It doesn't work that way. But it does work, just not that way. It works to spread the gospel, and that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Now this morning, the offering envelopes are there in the pews. And like you've heard so many times here in this church and then also in this conference, whatever the Lord teaches or whatever the Lord tells you to give, just be obedient to Him and whatever you would purpose in your heart to give. That's all that's required. That's all you need to do. There's no pressure. And there are no wild-eyed guarantees of incredible, unbelievable, unreasonable financial blessings in return. Just the knowledge that people get to hear about Jesus. I think that's good enough. Amen. So, ushers, if you would come while the folks are standing. And you can make out checks to GCC, those of you that are watching. There at the website, on the opening page, there's a little button you can click on that says Make a Donation. We also have the address of the church there on the website. If you want to mail any checks or money orders, that's perfectly all right. You can send those as well. We thank you for this. And praise God, we're glad you're with us. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for being a part of this conference. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I want to thank you for what is being given. We are giving today not because we're being pressured to give. We're not giving today because we think that we've, hit some kind of lottery. Father, we're giving today because we love you and we bless you and we want people to know more about you. So please, receive what is given. Put your hand of blessing upon it. Multiply its effectiveness for the kingdom of God. And Jesus, it's all for your glory. In your precious and wonderful name, amen.